took a nice little break from this Tysis. So let's start again. We went off Wednesday on a little bit of a tangent on the Suder. That was a little bit of tangential. Unless someone has any great Maramikaimis, I think we should leave it. I happen to think that was nice, but I don't know if it's right. But whether, you know, we answered two kashas on Tysis. But let's go back to the basic Tysis, not to the tangential part. Unless someone had some good bikis for me. Shamir, no good bikis on that topic? No, okay. So let's start again. So the Gemara says two cases. I think we have to start again because we had a nice big break. The Gemara has two cases. Ego the card of Chavisa Kada, and there are other the Kada Chavisa. There are some people that call a chavis a kad, and there are other people that call a kad a chavis. So Taita says, Tarvayos Rihi. Oh. Why? Shemit in Nosis lo kad. If you made a tanai to give it to a kad, the hiknan of the suder, so you maybe there's already a kinyan, and it's chayv el okeach lo seis damim, so he's obligated to pay. Because he can claim and supposed to get a chavis. Now, it's not clear who's karele. Is it mean I karele or you karele? It doesn't say. So we don't know. In other words, one of our major questions that we wanted to clarify is whose das is koveya the seal? Is it the das of the meicher? We had three choices. We said either, maybe four choices. Either it's totally in the das of the meicher, it's totally in the das of the lokeach, it's totally in each of their das ligabi themselves, or they're each of their das ligabi both of them. Right? I don't know what, but those were our choices. In other words, is it one das or both of their das? Or each one is obligated according to their das. But okay. So in the first part of Taisis, we don't know. But he says, the Kari the Chavisa Kada, we don't know who Kari Le. Does he mean I Kari Le or you Kari Le or we both Kari Le? So it's not clear. Bishu Muksik. So he's allowed to claim that because he's Muksik. But I was in Masa Ruba. Okay, so that's easy. Okay, now comes the hard part.
Rabbi, I have a question on you. On the second case of Tosfos.
Yes.
Is he saying that he could force him to buy? Or he's just saying it's a mekach tos.
Well, if I can, he can't force him. He wants yachol amoicher lomer lo etin chaynekad.
I'm not giving you unless. Does that mean that okay, you have the choice of either take it or leave it, or it means he could force him? The Rishas seemed to say he could force him.
Okay, 1 second. Let me think. So he says, "Emin enos es al chavis." He can say, I'm only going to give the cat. Okay, I would pashtus is
that it's a mekach tos, right? It's a you know, take it or leave it. But
he can force him because. He can claim that a chavis means a kad, and he could claim that even you agree that a chavis means a kad. And I was in a basaru, but according to Shmuel, this is in Shmuel. In Shmuel, ain't okay, mom and acha right. So I can claim, bain me, bain you, call a chavis a kad. So I don't have to, I can force you to give you a kad. And I don't have to give you back your money. I'm mixing in the money. right? That's the second case, is I'm muksik in the buyer, the seller is muksik in the money. So he can say that maybe, you know, if he can claim that both of us quo a chavis akad, and therefore it's not a mekach tais, and he doesn't have to give back the money. You know, we can force him to take a kad. And I think that in Shmuel, that's definitely the halacha. The question is going to be in Rav. In Rav, right, it's going to get confusing. But in Shmuel, there's no shaila. You can, chayra, why should you have to give back the money? Ain't okim mamam in achar raiv. I think so.
Okay.
Okay.
By the lechem abirim also, that pretty much he holds that it's forcing. And he learns that that's why the Gemara mentions all three Mishnayos. The chiddush of one of them, why do you need three Mishnayos with kad and chavis for? He says one of the chiddushim is to tell you that you can force it if the money was given over.
Okay, so that's good. But it sounds very logical also. That sounds right. That sounds right. It should be, because they don't come in. Okay, right.
Well, yeah, it's not going to work in Rav. I mean,
we're going to say
it from the Mishnayos, how Rebbe's setting up, it's not going to work in Rav.
Okay. Well, about Rav, we get to Rav. Right now, we're up to Shmuel, right? Okay, but Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Tafira de Rav, Damar, Perik HaMoy HaPeris. Then it came in that part of Hokum HaMen HaKaroiv. Kabe Moy HaShor Nechavei Rav, and it's an Akhlein. Hokum Moy De. The muksik can say to the moitzi, "Af al pi sharoi mitzayefa, lo tozi mimeni amamin." That's the first case, and I refuse to give the money. The kimli ben avshoi shani min amiyat. Okay, so he discusses clearly the first case where he didn't give the money yet. So he can say, I'm not going to give the money. The kimli bin avshoi shani min amiyat. So what you see from here, clearly in Taisis, that whose das is koveya the mechira. So at least the gabi, the buyer, to obligate the buyer to give the money, it's a buyer's das. Because he says, kimli bin avshoi. That means that the buyer's das is what's the criteria.
Plus muksak, not necessarily.
In the case of when he's muksak,
the muksak determines push up shot and tosis. You took a look at the other Rishonim on Rabbeinu Tam, that it's the person holding the money determines kimli. I don't know the svara, but that's what it seems to be.
No, I don't agree with you. The only the person who's holding the money is believed to say kimli. Kimli is only a kayach that works together with muksik. Normally, okay. Kimli is just a tainis bari. Tainis bari has no power. So kimli together with a muksik works. But the taina of kimli is a taina pashtus. Now, of course, it might not be this way, but the pashtus, we have to know the pashtus. The pashtus is that the taina of kimli is not based on the muksik. It's just that in order to win, you have to have two separate things. You have to have a muksik, and you have to, if you're fighting a rive. So to fight the rive, you need a muksik, and even Rav holds muksik loses to rive. So you need also a kimli.
Right.
But the reason why you're kimli is not because you're rive, you're muksik. The reason why you're kimli,
I agree,
Parship Shat, because the kinyan is contingent on me. And whether or not the nafkamina would be like we were saying yesterday, what if you're in a deserted island where there's no bezdin? Right? There's no bezin around. So if I say kimli, and I therefore don't have to give the money, even if lo yitzor, the halacha would be, let's say the halacha is that the roiv wins even against kimli. But that's only a din in Bezdin. Bezdin would follow the Reiv against the Kimle. But if I know that Kimle, I don't have to give the money because I know. Now there's the basis, the Svara Pashas of Kimle is not based on the fact that I'm Muksik or that there's a Reiv, you know. It's not, I can tie in a Kimle. Kimle is a Metzias. Okay. So
can the other side that's a miyut, if he's not muksa, can he tie a Kimli?
He can tie a Kimli. He might not win with Kimli. Pashut shot, he can always tie it. We'll see. It depending on whose das is koveya. But assuming that each one's das is koveya Nagabi himself, which is the way we assumed last week, so then he can always tie a Kimli. Except Kimli Parship Shad only works in conjunction with the Muksik. If you don't have a Muksik, it doesn't help us that you're tying in Kimle. You can tie in a Kimle, but it won't get you anywhere. But anyway, but let's see, because it's not, it might not be right what I just said. So let's see what happens here. I'm Rabbeinu Dam. Fafido the Rav, I'm repairing Kamboicher Paris. I'm in Bapara. Okumaman Acharoi. So that's a Reiv versus a Muksik. But how come I that Shaka Muksik Lomar, the Moitzi, Apishiro, and see not so many mom and the Kimna Shashem and Amiyat? So that means that the criteria of whether or not what the Kenyan was how is dependent on the, at least on the Lokeach. His das is Koveya. Could be the Moichers das also is Koveya.
I mean, the Tosas didn't discuss the Lokeach or the Moichers, just discussed the Muksik and the Motzi. We don't know.
Right. But, you know, there's in this case, the Muksik happens to be the Lokeach. So the Muksik.
There's two cases.
The first case that Tavis is talking about. Tavis says, Shioka Muksalamar Motziah, Lotosi Mimani Mumin. So Lotosi Mimani Mumin means that he means both cases or just he means the first case?
Again, theoretically, he means both cases. Rebbe holds he can't mean one of the second case, but as far as his statement, could be referring to both cases.
Well, tell to me, Manny Mum, it means you're going to force me to give a chavis. Okay, so Pashas, he means both cases. Right, I agree with you. So if he means the first case, but the language of Mumin is more matched by the first case.
We don't know that he may be referring to Mammon literally too, and even in Rav, we're not going to take away the money.
No, but that's not Taitzi Mimani Damim.
It is being Motzi, he's currently Muksik on the money.
Okay, but that's not, okay, I don't know. Okay, I hear. Parship Shad is not like that. Parship Shad is, he means, Shioko Muksik Laimer and Maitzi, Abishram Zino, Tumina Damim means I'm not going to pay the money. I'm not going to pay the money. The Kimli Benavsha Shim Rabiyat. Now, if it's going also on the second case, the Mammon is Lahav Dafka, and he means a Chavitz, which is also like Mammon, and he means I'm not going to pay the Chavitz. So if he's going on the first case, so that would mean that the Das of the Lokeach, when he's Muksik, is what's Koveya. If he's going on the second case, it would mean the das of the Meicher when he's Muksik is Koveya. Okay. Right? In other words, if he's going on the second case, not discussing about giving back the money, but discussing in the second case, what Tavis discussed before, do you or do you not, can you force me to give a chavis? So the Chayri is going on that case too, because he already said there are two cases. So that would mean that he says Kimli, now he's the buyer. He's the seller. So he says Kimli, that I meant the Khan. I'm from the Miet. So that means that the das of the seller is Koveya. So what it sounds like from Tysus, that both the das of the buyer and the das of the seller is relevant, right? That's what it sounds like, because in the first case, the Muksik is the buyer and he says, Kimli, that I don't have to give the money. In the second case, the mutzik is the seller and he says, Kimli, so I don't have to give a chavis. So that means that what it
doesn't give the chavis or he doesn't have to give back the money.
Well, Pashup shot, he doesn't have to give the chavis. I don't know. I don't know. We're gonna get to that. We get stuck with the money. He says, okay. Pashtas, I would have thought that he does have to give the money because this is what, we were discussing yesterday. But I don't know if you want to jump to that. But okay, I guess we should jump to it. Let's take the second case. So the second case, we're in Rav. So the Meicher says, Kimli, that I'm from the Miyat. So I only obligated to give a chavis. But Taivis said clearly a minute ago that we also go by the das of the buyer. Because the buyer says, in the first case, Kimli, that I'm from the Miyat. So why? I mean, that the buyer, when he's muksik, he can say Kimli. So in the Chayra, in this second case, when the buyer the seller is holding onto the money, was given already, and the seller says, Kimli Shani min amiyat, and therefore he doesn't have to give a chavis, to give a kan, but the buyer can say, okay, but I have arrived, that's a mekaf tais. He'll say Kimli, but Kimli is irrelevant, but he'll tell you that there's a rive, that I'm from the rive. We know for sure, Taivis said clearly that the das of the buyer is koveya. He said that in the first case. So in the second case, the buyer can say, my das is also koveya.
Maybe just the das of the muksik is koveya.
Okay, that's a possibility. But I don't know, is that
I don't know why that should be. Why should the das
be koveya? Right. The pashtus is, you are right. That's the other possibility to answer the question. I agree with you. But the pashtus is not like that. The pashtus is that the kinyan is made by the das of either the buyer or the seller. If you see that in the first case that it's the buyer's das is koveya, then it shouldn't make a difference whether he's muksik or not muksik. Muksik is only a halachic force of al tzien misafek. Muksik doesn't determine how the kinyan is made. So if there's a rule in Hilchis Kinyanim, whose das is koveya, muksik is only a kayach of birer. It's mevayer, but it doesn't make the rules. In other words, muksik is a when we have a safek, so we believe the muksik. We say that the muksik's telling the truth, but is that going to change pashtus, the halachas? If the halacha is that the das of the buyer is what's koveya, then that's the mitzvah, that's the halacha, that's what makes the kinyan, right? Muksik doesn't change. No one will say that when you're the muksik doesn't have to do a same ice kinyan than a non-muksik. Kinyan is done the same way whether you're muksik or not muksik. The muksik says that I believe to say that this is what happened. It doesn't change the halacha of what the ingredients of the kinyan is. Pashtus. Now, you want to say a tremendous chiddush, not like that. That's a tremendous chiddush. But we have to first put down the pashtus.
The cases are very different to me because by the case of the animal that you're buying, that the buyer could decide whatever he wants to do with the animal. So it's like how you're going to use it as opposed to...
Wait, I'm not by animal. I'm by the cow and chavis. By the cow and chavis,
the buyer says,
I meant a chavis. And therefore, I refuse to give the money. So that's koveya.
So the difference is
das, and I meant the chavis, says that he's only obligated for a chavis. So when so now why can't he say in when he gave the money already, he also say I meant the chavis. It's the same case. He's coming up in both cases. It's the exact same thing. He's saying I meant the chavis. The only difference is in the first case he didn't give the money yet, and the second case he gave the money already. But in both cases, we have two cases where the buyer says I meant the chavis. In the first case, he's believed to say he meant the chavis, even when it's a miyut, and therefore he doesn't have to pay. In the second case, he's saying I meant the chavis. And he's even the right. So for sure, he should be allowed to say, I meant the chavis, and therefore it's a mekach tais. And since the halacha is that right, according to Rav, can be mighty from a muksik, so he should be mighty from the muksik. Why not? He says he meant the chavis. There's a right, he meant the chavis. The right, according to Rav, can be mighty from the muksik. So why can't he be? So why can't they be mighty from the muksik? And see, as far as the buyer is saying the exact same thing in both cases, right? In both cases, the buyer is making the same speech. He's saying, when I said chavis, when I meant the chavis, it's a slightly different case. In the first case, he said kad, and he's saying I meant chavis. In the second case, he said chavis, and I meant chavis. But in both cases, he's saying, I meant chavis. So if in the first case, his das is koveya, and that's why he doesn't have to pay money. So in the second case, his das should also be koveya, and therefore he should be able to say it's a mekach tais. What's the difference? Right? That's the pashtus. Right? Right, so I would have assumed, except that people tell me that I'm wrong, but I would have assumed, and my Shamir claims I'm wrong, but I would have assumed that the din is that in the second case, when Taisa says, that according to Rav, he means, he doesn't mean the mamin of getting the money back. He means the first money, that you want to force me to pay the money. It means you want to make me shell out the money, or you want to make me shell out the chavis, because those were the two cases that he was discussing before. He was never discussing before about the money of the, that he can claim mekach tais. But Enochinami, as far as that money, you would be able to be mighty. That's what I would think. The problem is that the guys are saying that it's not so nice, because then it comes out that Rav and Shmuel are not exactly mighty. And we'll have to keep on reading in Tysus. Right? But that's so right now, without reading in Tysus, it comes out that Rav and Shmuel are not exactly the same. Because in the second case, okay, it gets a little confusing. The second case is, he said chavis. He paid the money already. Now the moicher wants to give him a kad. So according to Shmuel, the din is, the moicher can give him a kad, because you can't force a moicher to give a chavis, because ain't okim a mamon achar right. And you can't force a moicher to give you back your money, because ain't okim a mamon achar right. According to Shmuel. But according to Rav, who holds okim a mamon achar right, so ain't okinami, I can't force the moicher to give me a chavis, because the moicher can say kimle, but the lokeach, l'chayra, could demand back his money. So it comes out that there's a nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel in the second case, whether the lokeach can demand back his money. According to Rav, the lokeach can say, listen, there's a rive that chavis means chavis. So therefore, the rive said to Samekach Tais, so give me back my money. Because Hokum Amam and Achim rive. According to Shmuel, there is no Ein Hokum Amam and Achim rive. So you can't demand your money back. So there'll be a nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel when you can get your money back. So that's a little bit not nice, but I don't know if it's the end of the world, right? So someone says that, no?
Rabbi cited Rishash, I think, that said that, no?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Rishash seems to say that. Okay. I just want to make sure, are we clear? I'm not sure. We have, I know, you're clear, but I want to, we have everyone else is clear. We're talking about the second case. The second case is where you already gave the money. You said chavis, you gave the money. And the buyer gave the money. And now the buyer wants to sell this, force the seller to deliver a chavis. So Taiva says you can't. According to Shmuel, you can't because ain't Hokum Amarach arrived. According to Rav, you can't because the seller can say Kimli. So the seller is only obligated to deliver a kad. So the buyer gave the money and now the seller is delivering a kad. But the seller, so now the question on the floor is, can the buyer say, well, listen, but I said chavis. There's a rive and chavis means chavis. So the rive says it's a mekach tais. Granted, you can say kimli benafshoi that I'm from the miyat and you meant the chavis, but I meant the kad. I mean, you meant the kad, but I meant the chavis. And therefore, I the buyer, meant chavis, so it's a mekach tais. I was going with the rive. The right to go with the rive. So therefore, I claim it's a mekach tais. So pashtus, according to Shmuel, we don't believe you. Ain't Hokum Amam and Achar rive. Maybe you're from the miyat. So you can't be mighty mamin from the lokeach. But according to Rav, Hokum Amam and Achar rive. So we believe you. So you can be mighty mamin from the lokeach. And you could get your money back and say it's a mekach tais. That's what should come out. What's daichik is that it comes out and there's a halachic nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel. Taita seems to say that feel of the Rav, that Rav is the same as Shmuel. So we're making it a little bit different. Okay, let's keep on reading. Now we have the case of Nimsa Nakhlin. Now, what's the case of Nimsa Nakhlin? Did he give the money already or didn't give the money?
Nimsa Nakhlin, he gets to, is it not, I'm confused. Nimsa Nakhlin.
Nimsa
Nakhlin. The case is explicit that he gave the money already.
He gave the money and he gave the cow. Everything happened, everything was given. And now he wants to say, give me back my money because I bought the Raja, I bought the cow for plowing, and you gave me a cow that's a gore that's not good for plowing. The only thing I can do with it is for butcher meat. So benimsa nachin. So over there, the halacha is the Rav says Hokum Amam and Achar rive, and Rav says Hokum Amam and Achar rive, and the halacha is that what that the
Rav wins
that he gets back his money, right? Abanim Sanakim. No matzi amar amoicher. The moicher can say, Kimli ben avshecha shata ben amit. Now, the moicher is muksik in the money. So he'll say, Kimli ben avshecha shata ben amit. Because you want a time to make up ties, that's totally on your das. So the moicher says, I'm telling you that you are from the miyat. And therefore, it's not a mekaf tais. So I don't have that. So the moicher who's muksik will have a kimli. If the moicher has a kimli with his muksik, he doesn't have to give back the money.
How can he have a kimli on somebody else's das?
So that's exactly what he says. Let's keep
that's not here. Exactly what he says.
Okay. I take it back. Let's see what he says. Says the Matzi Amra Moicher Kimli Ben Avshech Hashem Ben Amiyit. Says Dazin Asfa. The other Rabba Yoimer Alagech LeMoicher Ata Hitiani. The Kimli Ben Avshoy Shani Ben Arayv. Says Ani Ne Radya. That I'm Kimli Ben Avshoy, and I bought a Radya. Now Lechayra. I know Shamir just told me I'm wrong, but. The chayra,
not exactly. This point out the big difference. Atahe tisani lapor is not relevant.
The chayra,
whole second part is not relevant.
Chayra, the nokeach tining kimle is irrelevant because kimle is only a force that works with the muksik. So when a chayra, when he says that the nokeach can say the kimle ben avshoy shani min arayv, what? I would think, I know it's a little daikik in the Lashon, what he means to say is that I say Kimli. You can't say Kimli because I say Kimli. Now they just, what the Pyra typist means, that you can't say Kimli. You, Moicher, want to say Kimli that you're from the Miyad. Said, I'm the rabbi. Okay, he says, you don't know what I am. I know what I am. So what he doesn't mean type is, even though the word doesn't fit so nicely in the words, but what it's pashas, what he means to say is you can't say Kimle because I'm the rabbi, you don't know what I am, only I know what I am, and I'm telling you that you got it wrong.
Okay, I mean that's he simply speaking needs the fact that the person's tiny and Kimle to the contrary, that is what makes it the Kimle of the Mocha doesn't suffice.
I don't know. Why should that make a difference? So what if
he doesn't say anything about that?
The idea being is that you can't say with you can't definitively say that the guy is mina mia if the guy is explicitly saying he's not.
Oh, okay, that's right. So I'm destroying your kimle. In other words, not that my kimle is a positive force. The moicher's kimle is halachically irrelevant, but the moicher is saying, how can you claim you Kimli with I am when I say Fakert? You know, you say, well, I know you and I know psychology and I know you. But listen, I'm telling you, you got me wrong. So you can't be positive. You know, you're coming along and you're saying, I know you, I've been a friend of yours, I know you. And says, listen, as much as you know me, I know myself better. So you can't say you know me, because you can't claim that you know you me better than I know me. So it's destroying the kimle of the, it's not that it's a kimle versus kimle, it's destroying the kimle of the buyer, of the seller.
Tosus never references the seller saying kimle by himself. He's saying right away jumps to kimle by the buyer.
Because everything's totally on the buyer. Because the buyer has a right to make a mekaf tais.
Yeah, but by our case is very different. Because by our case, the seller has the right to say Kimle ben Avshoy, as does the buyer, because they came to agreement about an object, whether it's big or small. It's very different than this case of the Naglan.
No, we're saying it's the same thing. We're saying that each person can say Kim, that the das that's koveya is each of their das is koveya and agabi themselves. So Tysus is bounded by akasha.
I'm not sure why the seller in this case would have any das. If I'm buying an animal, I have in mind to buy the animal the way I have in mind to buy it. There's no discussion at the seller's table.
Correct.
Nothing to do with the seller at all. It's a totally
different thing. That's why the seller doesn't say Kimli Benafshi. He says Kimli Benafshecha. By the
As opposed to the case with the Kad and the Chavis, they're both agreeing on whether they're selling a certain object. They both very much have the ability to say Kimli Benafshi, both of them equally.
Right. Okay. So
it's a very different case. Tosis is referencing that Rav is very different because Rav's case is a case where the seller has no ability to say Kimli Benafshi, as opposed to the case of Kahn Chavis where he does have the ability to say Kimli Benafshi. Okay, nothing to do with whether who's the Muchzik.
Tosis is saying even better than you because Tosis is asking, apparently, Tosis had a Havamita that even by the Nachman case, the seller can say, listen, I've been in the meat business. In the business for many years, and I'm a tremendous psychologist, and I understand human nature, and I was able to know for sure that when you came in, you wanted, because he can claim that. First time it's Havamina was he can claim that.
No, I know
what you wanted.
Maybe Asher Tosis Havamina is that Kimli is nothing, and the Tosis Havamina is the Muchzik wins anyway.
No. The words of Tosis. The words of Isis, Tosfos says, let's go back again. Avo nimsa naklin, lamotzi omar hanmoicher kimli binav shakha. So the Havamina was, Rav Nosson asked the question, how could you say kimli binav shakha? But the Havamina apparently was that you could, because listen, I'm in the business and you came into my store. And you think before I sell you a cow, I don't find out what kind of cow you want. So I asked you questions and I got a feeling of your personality. And even if we didn't necessarily speak it out beferish, but I've been selling cows for 25 years and I know my customers. And I'm ready to say, Kimli, that you went ahead and you bought for an Akron. You want when you bought for meat. Now you come along and say you want for plowing, you're a liar. And that's what I'm claiming. That was David's Havamina. According to what I just got finished saying, that when you are muksik and you have a kimle, even Rav agrees. So why a daf membav does Rav say that it's a mekach tais and the moicher has to give back his money? Why can't the moicher say, I understand human nature, and I'm Kimli that this was your psychology. I'm Kimli about you. Tosfos answers that since the lokeach can say back that I know myself better than you, so he sort of undermines, creates that the moicher's Kimli is not a good Kimli. So the moicher can't say Kimli that I understand your personality. That seems to be me.
Therefore, you're just left with statistics.
Therefore, you're just left with a rive, and without according to Rav Hogan Mamam and Achan rive. Therefore, you rely on the rive to be Maitzi Mamet. So the rive says it was a makeup dice, so you have to give back the money.
Is it possible we look at the Rush? The Rush talks about that he knows or doesn't know the history of this seller. He knows the last time he bought, few times he bought the animal, he always buys it for La Raja.
Okay.
Can we stick that into Rabbeinu Tam?
Yeah, in other words, he says, and I know that the Rush is just explaining how he would claim he knows.
That's a very presumptuous question. It's a very distinct Kimli from a Kimli that I know how I speak, as opposed to, well, I circumstantially have determined that, sir, who told Tosis that circumstantial determination is sufficient, that Tosis needs to come on to saying that it's the counter Kimli that you're able to undermine. And secondly, what does Ata Hitisani have to do with anything?
I don't know. Okay, the first question, I don't know. The first question, I don't know if it's such a big taina, because Kimlei is not working as a taina of birur. Kimlei is mikayach a taina, because Pashtus, he's a nogeya bedavar. He has no nemanis. Pashup shat Kimlei, we don't know what Kimlei does, but it's like a taina's bari. Taina's bari, the chayra is not working midin eid echad, and echad has no kayach, and he's for sure worse than eid echad because he's no gam bedavar. So Kimlei is not that we believe you, it's a beer. Kimlei is a kayach a taina. So if the guy's a meshugana, he says, I'm Kimlei. I'm the world's greatest psychologist, I'm Kimlei. So that's Pashtus a Kimlei. As long as I feel confident, that should make for a Kimlei. It doesn't make, it's not because we believe me, it's because I say Kimlei. If I'm Kimlei, then it gives me a kayach of Kimlei. So Taisus, that was Taisus's Avamina. Taisus's answer is that the fact that I'm saying Fakir, Kufa, you can't say Kimlei when you look at the evidence and I'm saying Fakir, you can't say Kimlei. Now, why does he need Ata Hitisani? I don't know. Okay, I don't know why he needs Ata Hitisani. But what he sounds like he's saying is, how can you say Kimlei? How can you be so confident when I am, when I'm screaming that I'm forget?
I don't understand the Havamina Maskana. The Havamina was that this is the same case as the previous case. And the Maskana is that he introduces this Kimlei. That's the Maskana. The Havamina is back where we all figured that Rav can't agree with this Gemara. This is because of the fact that he holds the opposite in the case of the Nagchon. And the Maskan is that he introduces the idea of Kimlei and he makes the split. There's no having Maskan in this step.
I didn't follow because, you. I'm sorry.
No, because it's
Taisus started out. Before Taisus started out, we never heard of Kimlei.
Right, I know, but what did Taisus have a
house? Taisus, before we started, never heard of Kimlei. Shout in Rav is ain't hokim a moment acharei. Taivis was mechadesh that Rav holds that ain't hokim a moment acharei when the muksik is kimlei. So Taivis has a problem. So on daf mem vav, why can't the muksik be kimlei? The muksik who's a sour will say kimlei benafshecha. I know what you bought it for. Because because that's what your previous times you bought. I said, because I'm a psychologist. I said, because I understood body language. I don't know. It was to me, obviously, I was Nicker. So I can say, so Titus' problem is, assuming his side is right, that Kimlei, according to Rav, works with a muksik to beat a Rav. So let the Meicher say Kimlei, and he's muksik, and that should beat the right. And first type is it's not a good Kimlei, because how can you, in all honesty, say Kimlei when there's blatant information indicating the other way? You know, it's staring you in the face, and it's not true. I'm saying for kids.
I just want one question to get out. My question is, how could Tosis have an Havamina after introducing the idea of Kimlei b'nafshoi? Benafshi, how could Tosis jump to a Havamina that Kimlei benafshecha works? I don't understand the following.
Because I know psychology. I know. You came into my store. Excuse me, you came into my store. I've been selling animals for the last 25 years. You think I just sold you an animal without checking what you are? I sell both animals. Before I sell an animal, I find out. I have a questionnaire. I find out what you want. Do you want a Nachman? Do you want a cow for plowing, or do you want a cow for Raja?
It's so a very fair logic.
Speak out explicitly, but I asked you. You know, Rashiva told me that the guy comes to him, and he asks him certain seemingly ambiguous questions. And then he says, after I finished answering these questions, I know everything about this guy. because the answer to these questions are giveaways. So the person might not realize it, that he's telling me all his secrets, but I figure it out because by asking you this question, it tells me what type of person you are. It reveals your inner personality. And I know, so you went into my store and I schmoozed with you and I asked you all these questions. I didn't stop you. I'm not a crook. I don't give you stam an animal to a gore animal because I was confident. I was 100% sure that you wanted an animal for Shrita. How was I sure? Because I checked you out. I asked you the questions and I found
it's
out.
A totally different step in logic. When you present the idea that Kimli Benafshi works, you don't have a havamina to slug up the whole shot by saying, well, why doesn't Kimli Benafshecha work? There's no havamina to bomb it out.
It does, because I'm telling you that Kimli is not the best in the Levio. It's not a din in Nemanis, it's a din in Kayachataina. So if it's a Kayachataina, as long as he's tying in Kimli, he should win. He says, I knew what I was doing. You think I'm a crook? I told you this animal. I knew for sure that what I was doing. I knew that this was the type of animal. So I'm timing.
It's not he emo. I'm saying there definitely is a distinction here between Kimli Nashai and Kimli Nashecha of he emo.
Okay.
Emes, I'd say Emes also that affects Koachataina, right?
Okay, but I don't know. But I can hear that Tavis has a good Avamina. I care.
It's not even just a hobby.
If he would be ready to swear
it's a maskana.
On a Sefer Torah, right? If we would ask him, would you swear on a Sefer Torah that he meant the Raja?
He wouldn't swear on a Sefer Torah. Wouldn't swear on a Sefer Torah. He wouldn't swear on
this guy's not a Yerushalmi Shlomo.
Oh, okay, Emes.
Okay, but he would swear on a Sefer. He comes in and says, I'm ready to swear on a Sefer Torah that you meant you were buying it for Shechita. I know. How do I know this? Because I know. I trust my instincts. I know. So that's a Taina's Bari. I, Bezdin, don't trust my instincts. This has nothing to do with Bezdin. It's a din in me. I have it's a Kayacha Taina. So I'm Kimli. Taina's answer, Pashtus, is that we say to the guy, you can't be Kimli, because in such a situation where you hear the other person's opinion and the other person screaming and saying it's not true, his screaming that it's not true should gufa cause you to doubt your Kimli. Because what would you base your Kimli on psychology, on evidence, but here's strong evidence the other way. So it's not shayach.
Also, to point out that Tosa's making a nafkamina lahalacha. The guy dropped dead, right? Just to point out, Tosa's making a nafkamina lahalacha, sticking out his neck. That if the lokeach had dropped dead, that in Echanami we're not going to be going bust.
That's right. If the lokeach dropped dead, and the lokeach couldn't say Kimli, so the din would be according to Tosa, seemingly, if according to Rab. If he sold them a behemoth, right, people buy the behemoth for plowing, me it buy it for shechita. He sold them a behemoth, he sold them a nakhlin. Now he dropped dead, and it's only the taninim yisoimim that are tied in Shema, that maybe our father was from the right, and therefore it's a mekach tais. So we can say, listen, I'm Kimli. I knew your father. I knew your father well. Your father was a good customer by me. He was, I could tell. And he was a meat man. And that was, and I'm Kimli. And I need to get back the money.
The guy buys for bull. This happens to be the guy's claiming in these circumstances.
Okay, I knew that he was in the mood. It's in different moods. I could tell when he came into the store, he was in the mood of buying for meat. I could see his taiva. He was in his eyes. He wanted a steak. He was buying to have a steak dinner. Yeah, I could tell. I could tell the from the from his
Rather, the Gemara there makes no remez to the fact that you need the tainus bar, you need the kimli of the lokeach. I'm saying Tosfos is sticking that into the Gemara, seemingly speaking, based on a hechek that seems a little flimsy.
Okay, but that's pashut reads that the adarabba yomer lokeach for moicher after the kimli even avshoy. It's mashmer from Tosfos that he has to say it. It's mashmer from Tosfos that the lokeach was dead. Then Eilachinami, Tigers would agree with his kasha. That is what his mashma.
I just say, well, simply speaking, Tosas needed a hechruch to do that. I mean,
it's a little tricky.
Like Tosas goes ahead and makes Kimta over there because he feels so convinced that Kimli ben Avshecha is a good taina that he needs to make in a Kimta. And I just say, it's interesting.
Okay. So far everything is good. I know, I'm so far in.
Everything is not good. Atahitisani is not good. Atahitisani is not good.
Okay, he's just getting carried. Come on. He's just getting carried away. Okay.
And just for the record, Rabbeinu Tam cited it in the Talmid, Rabbeinu Tam Rabbi Elazar does say Beferish, as far as I understood, that the mocher can keep the money even.
Okay, so let's get to that. That's the point that we want to get to, right? So far, if I only had Tosfos and I only had the Rishash, I would be very happy. In other words, some guy is a few tuchukim, okay? I can live with tuchukim. And I would come out and I would say, again, that even though Tosfos says Rav and Shmuel are the same, they're only the same as far as the basic halacha in our case. The basic halacha in our case is, can I force, in case number one, can I force the lokeach to give the money when the lokeach didn't give the money yet? And in case number two, where the lokeach already gave the money, can I force the moicher to give a chavis? But in case number two, assuming you can't force the moicher to give a chavis and the moicher was gonna give a kad, do you get your money back that we were never discussing? Tosfos never discussed that in the beginning of Tosfos, because that wasn't it. So what would come out, this is the million-dollar shaita. Just want to make it clear. So the million-dollar shaita is, a person said chavis, he paid the money. The seller refuses to deliver a chavis. He says, I meant a kad. Everybody agrees the seller does not have to give a chavis because he's muksik and he can say kimli ben afshoy that I meant the kad. So he only has to deliver a kad. So the question is, the moicher said chavis. There's a roiv that the moicher meant chavis. The moicher says he meant chavis. And there's a roiv that he meant chavis. Now the lokeach doesn't have, only he's giving him a kad. Can the moicher demand his money back? So lechayra, this is exactly like the case of menvav. According to Rav, when the moicher gets a maklin, the moicher can demand his money back. So here also, just like there, when the moicher got a maklin, the moicher demands his money back. So here also, when the moicher gets a kad, he says, I didn't want a kad. He should get his money back. So that's the pashtus. The problem is that that's not true according to Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, ain't okay, mama manacha right. So just like by the nachman, you don't get your money back. Here also, you won't get your money back. And Tosfos is mashma that in Rav and Shmuel are the same, and even he talks about the money. Tosfos says, so you have to say that when Tosfos says "Otazi many mamin," he wasn't referring to this mamin. He was only referring to the mamin of paying, but not the mamin of giving my money back. Right? That's a little taichik. So this is the million-dollar shaina. The million-dollar shaina is so. I say, but listen, the Rishash doesn't like me. So what do you want from me? So Shamir insists that there's a, someone says not like that. So can you put up, can you show, can you prove it? Where is this?
I put it on the chat. I can.
Okay, but which one is it? The Tosfos?
Tosher Rabbeinu Tam Rabbi Elazar.
Yeah, where does he say the supposed thing? Let's see if you hear, you know.
Give me one second.
Interesting. He says again the word vadai. I don't know what that vadai means. No, we in the last sugya we got stuck on the vadai also. Like, why does he say vadai? His habamina felt not like that. So why is it vadai?
Just the record, the Rabbeinu Tam didn't ask the question. The Bali Tosis asked the test, and Rabbeinu Tam is saying.
Okay, but it's still, why should Rabbeinu Tam is insulting them? What?
He's a holy man.
Okay, but why is he saying Vadai? So we said last time that Vadai doesn't mean that for sure. Vadai means in all cases. I don't know. Talk of Vadai, those, you know, Basaruba. But that's not true because it only depends on the case. The Mutsi and the Maimar, Ahubim, the Muksik, the Mamin, Kigonim, Amoicher, Muksik, the Mice. The Moicher is Muksik in the money. The Moicher is Muksik in the money. The Skiro Chavis, La Yakov Omar, Amoicher, Lo Etin, the Kohenakad. The Kimli Ben Ashur, the Nomen Mia, the Kohenakad Chavis. But he doesn't say he doesn't have to give back the money. Where does he say he doesn't have to give back the money?
He said, again, you go to the next step also, but he said, how who the muksik b'mamon kigon, the mocher when he's muksik b'mamon.
How the muksik b'mamon, kind of mocher muksik b'mamos. Yoko lomar mocher, I didn't call it a cat. He doesn't say, what does it have to do with the mocher being muksik b'mos?
Even if the mocher wasn't muksik b'mos, he could say that. He's saying the person who's muksik b'mamon could go on the mocher where he's muksik b'mos. Read Viter. You can read Viter. He says it out again in the next step.
I don't see him saying it out here. I'm sorry.
The next step.
Who's the muksik b'mamon? It could mean the chavis is also mamon.
But he doesn't refer back to the chavis. He refers to the fact that he's muksik b'mos.
That's just because to show us that the only question is on the money.
Okay, go weiter then. Go weiter.
I mean, the only question is not on the money. The question is on whether I have to deliver a chavis. The cane and alokeach muksik adayim b'mos. If the alokeach is muksik in the money, his kiro chavis, yachol lomer alokeach etin l'chol b'mos. Right, that's right.
It's only because he's muksik b'mos. So why is he taller in the fact that the mocher is muksik b'mos? Even if the lokeach wasn't muksik b'mos, he could say that.
What? A lokeach muksik adayim b'mos. This kiro chavis. Yachol lomer lokeach lo etin l'chol b'mos. I won't give you the mos.
Yeah, read the next line.
Asher titin l'chavis.
Right. Continue.
The kimli d'nafshoi d'anon d'naroi.
Yeah, not mean a row. If you mean a row, even if the mohen would be holding the money, you could say that.
No, eten echamais, achetidin echavis. The king, im alokei muksek adayim emais, v'hisker echavis. Yakov alokei echlamar. No, etin echamos, hisker kad. I think it should be kad, right?
No, because you go right there. He's going to go through kad the next step.
Etin echamos, atitin echamos. Okay.
No, the line about the nakh is very good.
Atitin echamos. Well, the kimli bin avshoy, then I'm in a right. The karin echamos, kad, echamos.
And he's discussing the case of Rov, and despite the fact the case is Rov, he's told it in the fact that he hasn't given the money yet.
Okay, but so who didn't he gave the money?
All right, I mean, he spoke about with regards to the mocher being muksik b'mos, and he speaks about the lokeach being muksik b'mos. Pashut Pshat is that they need to be muksik b'mos to be able to make this taina.
Can we look at the line at the end when it discusses
the One second. Afino hisker kad, shino, What's this mean? Kay Nami Afino Hisker Kad Ben Ishaino.
This is the other way around. When they were Masker Kad and the Lokiach is saying, well, I meant when I said Kad, I meant Chavis.
And it sounds like you can force it.
Oh, in other words, because otherwise I won't give you the money.
Correct.
Otherwise I won't give you the money. Now, not that I force you to give you a chavis. If you want the money, you have to give me a chavis. If you don't give me a chavis, I won't give you the money. And it just really means, not that I force you to give a chavis. I don't have to give you the money unless you give me a chavis. Sounds perfect. I don't see you arrive from the Tzitz. I'm sorry.
Rebbe's a real Talmud of Rav Shia here.
He throws in this line, the iu lo kapid lama yik lama yikna osar lekech ilaradi l'shchita. There's a din.
He had no preference. Okay, right. Anyway.
The focus is that he's not able to say Kimli Benavshi.
I want to add, because we're finishing. The question that we have to do is, there's a professor Rashash, and I think you agree, Rashash says like this. So the question is, do you have a clear raya, anyone who disagrees? So you're claiming the shit, he doesn't say Beferish, not like this. I don't know.
You don't get, again, only Rosh Hashanah world uses not Beferish, right?
Okay.
Beferish.